guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking about one of the things that enrages me and makes me more angry than absolutely anything else. It's basically when you end up having a kid with somebody, accidental, on purpose, whatever or not, and the court system, the woman, society looks at you as a bailout. Not that the child should have two parents, not that that you should be involved in any way. No, it's the fact that you should pay and keep paying until it hurts. And I got a story tonight about an heir to the Dalai Lama who had a little bit of fun with a nun and got her in the motherly way, supposedly. And now he's given her $700,000. And not only is she wanting the child support, but now she's going back and suing for spousal support, even though they never cohabitated and they never were married, because they shared some emails. She feels that they had some sort of a spousal relationship, and the Canadian government is letting her sue. I'm telling you, any of you guys that still say, look, I get the fact that some of you say, hey, you know what? I still want a relationship. Go ahead. You know the risks that are out there. Some of you say, I still want to live with a woman. Okay, you know the risks. But when guys say, you know what, I'd like a kid someday, understand that you literally from the moment of conception on, you have no choice in the child's, well, really, in their lives. If the woman pushes hard enough or claims that you've done some bad things that maybe you didn't even do. We'll get into that. Let's jump to the stories of the day, the losses for the day, and then we'll get into the main story. This came out today, yesterday, the 26th, from TMZ. Brad Pitt wins 50-50 joint custody. You'd think that'd be a win for the kid, but what does the title say? Big loss for Angelina. They don't even care that it's a big win for Brad Pitt, the fact that he got 50-50 custody. It's automatically assumed that's a loss for her. Now, maybe it's a loss because she wanted full custody. Maybe it's a loss because she wanted more money. Why? I have no idea. Maybe that's not the fact. I didn't even read into the story because I don't need to. All you need to do is see the title. It's a loss for her. That's how society views it. Now, maybe I'll actually look at the story at some point and do a video on it. But again, it's the fact that he's gotten equal custody to her. It's a loss for her. That's how they view you at this point in time. Keep that in mind. If you ever continue to say, I'd like kids someday, how do I make this happen? You're going to get screwed. This loss comes from Reddit, from dating. And this is what we continue to say when women chase after the top percentages, 5, 10, 15% of men, and they're not a top 5, 10, 15% of women. What happens is they end up getting just used for the bedroom fun, and they're not really wanted to be a long-term girlfriend. But the women cannot help themselves chasing after Chad, and so the end result is they're kind of left behind. They're just used and tossed away. And what do they do to correct this? They keep going back to the same kind of guy. And then when it's time to settle down, what do they say? All men are bad. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The bottom 80% of men are invisible to these women. She says, I give up. I've said it before, but I really mean it this time. I'm just tired of getting crushed with each guy my entire life I've ever pursued. I'm never the girl who gets the guy. Never the girl guys fall for over let me try that again. Never the girl guys fall all over or fall for. Sure, they use me for sex and a good time, but once they've had their fun and they're over it, I'm left picking up the pieces of my heart and the scarce remnants of my esteem and confidence. I've tried putting effort into online dating app profiles also, even though I've always completely loathed the idea and the concept of online datings. Okay, so she hates the concept, but she keeps going back to it. Why? Because she'll swipe, she'll match up with some guys, they will use her for fun, dump her, and then she goes back thinking, well, I just gotta find the right top guy. Those guys, I've said it before, I will say it 100 times more, those guys do not settle. And so for the rest of men who say, but I can't find anybody, you're the bottom 80%, you're completely invisible, even to the average women, because the average women can get a hookup with a hot guy It's just she's never going to be selected as a girlfriend, so she gets dumped and she repeats the process. There are thousands of these stories, and that's why I keep reading them for you. She says, guys still just want to hook up with me, not take me out on a date or get to know me. I'm 32. I'm the only one in my family and friend circle alone. I do everything alone. I go everywhere alone. The only thing I have to keep me from spiraling into depression I'll never climb my way out of is schooling to obtain my doctorate. But once that's over, I'll just be alone with no one to travel the world with or spend evenings curled up watching Twitch with. I've basically given up all hope I'll ever get remarried and have a family of my own because the dating world is just broken now. More broken than me. I disagree. Notice she says remarried. So she's been married once, and at 32, she must have left him, or maybe he left her, and now she's back in the dating world. But you notice something. The guys don't even want to take her out on a date. Let me see if I can find the exact sentence. Guys still just want to hook up with me, not take me out on a date or get to know me. But you notice something. She says she keeps going around breaking or picking up the broken pieces of her heart because guys just use her for a good time. Now, is this the man's fault? You could say yes. Yes, these guys are maybe lying or saying all sweet things, but she's not even going out in public with them. She's not going on dates or not getting to know them because she says so right here. They just hook up with me, not take me out on a date or get to know me. Whose fault is that? That's her fault. She's not making them take her out on dates. She's not making them get to know her before she allows them to jump in bed with her. Women are supposed to be the gatekeepers. Guys, just we kind of naturally push through trying to get action. And if the woman says okay to the action without making him promise more, guess what? He doesn't promise more. And she's guilty of that because she's not saying take me out, get to know me before we share the bedroom. That's why I say, hey, if you want something casual and just have some fun, go ahead. But you got to make sure the rules are known before you jump in bed with each other. And here she's not setting any ground rules of get to know me or take me on some dates. She's just saying, okay, let's sleep together. And then when the guys bail, she's like surprised and shocked and, oh, I'm so hurt. Again, until women set the ground rules, guys are just going to keep doing what they do. And because of this, normally maybe she'd go out with a date with an average guy. Or even maybe if she's a little better than average, maybe a little better than average guy, and she'd get to know him and he'd want to get to know her. But because she's jumped in bed with all these great looking guys that keep dumping her over and over, now the average guys are like, nah, don't come sniffing around me because you've already given out all your fun time to these other guys and you're not a rare resource anymore. You're kind of the town bicycle and everybody's taking their turn. Another loss. This is from the Daily Wire. She poured boiling water, and this is a loss for the husband, mind you. She poured boiling water on her husband's face after he said he wanted a separation. She received no jail time. On September 22nd, 2018, Australian woman Maria Doris Axiak, 58, attacked her husband while he slept by pouring boiling water over his face and torso. His crime, he said he wanted out of the marriage. Again, a lot of times you'll hear guys that get harmed by their wives or their girlfriends or their spouses. And oftentimes society says, oh, come on, man up. You can be tougher than her and don't put up with this stuff and fight back. And men can't be harmed. Men can't be the receiving end. Well, when you're asleep, you cannot defend yourself from anything. Imagine being asleep and having boiling water poured over your face and torso, and on top, which will more than likely scar you for life, especially if it burnt off your lids or your eyelids or anything like that. But not only that, but she gets zero jail time. Now, when other women hear this or read this article, they go, oh, hey, I'll put that in my memory bank. And maybe, again, not average women will do this. But if they're crazy, they'll look at this and say, oh, well, she didn't serve any time. Maybe I won't either. And maybe they will. That's what happens when you don't punish people for bad things. Again, I'm sure this guy, he's married to her. I'm sure he didn't expect this to happen. But because he said he wanted out and then went to sleep, this is what happens. So if you do decide to end a relationship, make sure your stuff is out. Make sure you're out. End it and then move on because, again, they can go crazy. And then last one. This is a loss for everybody, but I think this is actually a win It's kind of a win for men, I think, in this one. Reform to harm laws in NSW means affirmative consent is needed. So this is from Australia. And basically, Australia is following suit with some of the UK's, and I think it was in the UK, where they're now making sure that you have to have consent, and it has to be a clearly verbal consent before you have any bedroom fun. They say the reforms announced on Tuesday mean a person shouldn't expect another has agreed to bedroom fun unless they have said or done something that indicates consent. In other words, if she doesn't say no, but she doesn't say yes, you shouldn't go ahead with any romantic intentions. Here's the problem. Is if you say, they say right here, the clearest example would be to say, would you like to make love? Attorney General Mark Speakman said, if party B says yes, that's a clear example. It may not be words. It may be that in response to that question, party B makes a hand gesture, nods, or beckons the other person towards them. Now, let's play this out. You say to the girl you're getting romantic with, would you like to have some bedroom fun? Would you like to be romantic? And she says, yes. And you do. What happens the next morning when she says, you know what, I regret that, or you weren't very good, or I changed my mind? Now all she has to do is say, I did not consent. And right there, that's a loss for the guy. The guy may be having charges thrown against him. Now, how do you prevent this? You can't. And that's why I call this a win for men. Because what men need to do in response to this is to not just go out with women, not have any fun with them. Just say, you know something, because of these consent laws, you could say yes, but then you could change your mind later and say you didn't say yes, I'm in trouble. I'm sorry, I can't take the risk, so I'm out. And if every guy did that, unfortunately they won't, because a lot of guys don't know about these laws. If every guy did that, the women would be the one saying, I can't get a boyfriend. I can't get any action. I'd like to eventually meet a man and get married, but I can't even spend the night with one anymore because no man will go out with me. So the more guys that say, hey, you know something, because of these laws, I'm not interested. It's too dangerous. It's too risky. I'm not interested anymore. If enough men said no, the laws would change, but they don't. And so the guys that are still participating, even if they get consent, well, they may be the losers if later on something comes about and women say, oh, he didn't say anything or I didn't say anything. The guys can be the losers on that one. But the women, if all the guys banded together and said, you know something, because of these laws, I'm not gonna spend the night. I'm not gonna have any fun anymore. That would be the loss on the women. So I guess, and depending on how you want to look at it, everybody loses. All right, on to our main story here. So the Dalai Lama heir is sued for child support and maintenance by a former nun. This is what happens when you do the old horizontal shuffle with somebody you shouldn't be. But interestingly enough, the kid might not even be his. So we'll read on. They say the potential heir to the Dalai Lama has been sued for child support and maintenance by a former nun who is claiming the pair had a marriage-like relationship. Vicky Hui Xin Han, I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong, says she only met Ajahn Trinley Dorje, known to his millions of followers as His Holiness, the 17th Yalwang Karmapa, or simply the Karmapa Lama, four times. I'm sorry for getting all these wrong. Those of you that are my Asian friends, I apologize wholeheartedly. So they met four times. Despite this, a court in British Columbia, where Han lives, has given permission for her to sue Dorje for spousal support in a case that could break new legal ground in Canada. Han, who was training to be a Buddhist nun, claims that she got pregnant when Dorje visited a New York monastery in 2017. But after that, she said their relationship, quote, evolved into a loving and affectionate relationship, which saw the pair exchange text messages through which Dorje sent her more than $700,000. Now, they've met four times. They never lived together. They never cohabitated. She did get pregnant, but there isn't any proof that it was his. And he sent $700,000 to her to take care of the child. Number one, paternity test would have been a great idea. Number two, by sending the money automatically, he is taking responsibility for the kid. And hey, if that's what he deems is the right thing to do, at least he's taking care of the kid financially. I didn't do the math, but 700 grand, they say the average to raise a child from birth until high school is 250,000. Maybe it's 300,000 nowadays. So he's more than doubled that. And she's still saying it's not enough. But the scary thing here is to say, for her to say, oh, but we shared some emails and texts where he was nice to me. And so I want to count that as spousal support, as if we were in a meaningful long-term relationship, and the court is allowing it. At what point is a man safe from not being responsible? Like, I didn't live with her, I didn't marry her, we didn't live together, none of that, but the court still is allowing her to go after him for spousal support, even though they weren't married. The more these laws get enacted, and the more that they allow women to come after men, even above and beyond $700,000, the more men need to understand this is a rigged game. This is a game you cannot win. And so, therefore, again, it's you didn't live with her, you didn't marry her, now you can't even be nice to her. Now you have to keep all the emails and communication with her professional and business-like. At what point is enough enough? They say, but after that, she says their relationship devolved to a loving, affectionate relationship. Karmapa Lama denies he had any romantic relationship with Han, saying that they had an emotional and financial support he provided for her was for the benefit of the child she told him was his daughter. So he doesn't even have proof that it was his daughter. But that aside, again, because he sent the money, he's automatically basically saying, I take responsibility for the kid. But he said the money was for the daughter and that it was only for the benefit of the daughter and that he didn't have an emotional relationship. It was emotional and financial for the child. They say in the Buddhist faith, sex is considered a serious monastic transgression. The potential heir to the Dalai Lama has been sued for child support, even though he's already given 700 grand, he's being sued for child support and maintenance by a former nun who's claiming the pair had marriage-like relationship. You already said that much. However, she asked the court to permit her to amend her claim to include a spousal support in a case that could tread new legal ground when it goes to trial in April 2022. In other words, the 700 grand is not enough. I also want spouse support included in this because 700 grand isn't enough for a nun. The case raises a novel question, according to Master Bruce Elwood, the Supreme Court official who granted Han's application, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reported. Can a secret relationship that began online and never moved into the physical world be like a marriage? Elwood wrote in the ruling posted on Tuesday, seen by the CBC. Ms. Han's claim is novel. It may even be weak. Almost all the traditional factors are missing. However, the traditional factors are not a mandatory checklist that confines the elastic concept of a marriage-like relationship, he added. So, they weren't married, doesn't matter. They didn't live together, doesn't matter. They only saw each other four times, doesn't matter. It can be elastic, meaning, well, it can be whatever we want it to be if we let the court trial go through. In other words, we're changing the laws because reasons. And as long as the court system is like that, where it's just kind of like, well, you know what, we're going to go ahead and let this go forward, even though none of the traditional rules apply to this. How can a guy navigate a relationship or a breakup or anything else when the rules change based on whatever the court system feels like? It's the same thing with the Canadian guy that got sued for $50,000 a month in spousal support for a woman that he never had a kid with, never lived with, never cohabitated with, but they said, you know what? She stayed over a couple times and left some things at your house, so we're going to call that cohabitation. As long as the rules are flexible, as long as the laws can change based on whatever they want it to be, you're not safe in having basically anything but a very casual relationship where, again, at the end of the night, you go, okay, you have to go home now because they can't have you spending the night and leaving anything here. because you could claim that somehow we were in a more meaningful relationship than we were. And so guys that still fall for this, you guys are suckers. And for the rest of the men that are too smart for this, well, those women are the ones that are going to be upset because they say, I don't understand. Guys don't want to date me. Guys don't want to spend the night. Just like the girl that says all they do is use me and dump me and they never want to take me out and they never want to do anything with me. They just want to sleep with me and leave. Well, that's the only thing really, and that's not even safe anymore because then you can say he did something that he didn't do and get in trouble with the law there. As long as they keep backing men into the corner where men have no options anymore and men have no legal recourse, they're just using men. They're using men for fun and then they use men for money and men are supposed to take it. And that's why we talk about this stuff. So men that feel weak and say, well, maybe I'll just, I don't know, it's casual or whatever. And they say, oh, I'll win this one. No, you won't, because they'll find a way to go outside of even the laws that they've already established to get you, just like they are here. They say if the bug pandemic has taught us nothing else, it's that real relationships can form, blossom, and end in virtual worlds. That's what this guy is saying here as far as this relationship. Well, now because of the bug, you can have a full-fledged relationship even without meeting. It's all virtual. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean if you keep too much conversation or you say that you like a woman online now, that they can hold you as you providing emotional support, which is very similar to being in a relationship, which is very similar to cohabitating, which is very similar to being marriage. Therefore, you have to pay spousal support because you talk to a woman online. Like, what? Where are we going with this? This is literally getting to the point of being ridiculous. And if you guys out there have to pay attention to this stuff, because there is a point where you say, yeah, but this only happens 1 out of 1,000 or 1 out of every 10,000. I guarantee you, if this is the guy it happens to, you're going to be the man that says, man, I wish I didn't do this. I wish I didn't make this mistake. And if this precedent gets changed based on this court case, it may happen to all men. And if you were in a relationship 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and this case goes through, and they say, yes, we find that he is responsible for spousal support or whatever, women can then say, hey, based on this court proceeding and this judgment, my case, I can bring this case up and use this case as precedent. And that way, I've got a good case. How many men would be run over based on this one court case? They say Elwood is not a judge, but is one of 15 Supreme Court masters who decide on pretrial motions and procedural orders, saying he meant no disrespect by referring to the Karmapa Lama by his last name. He said the man's lifestyle was monastic and nomadic. His true home is Tibet, but he currently resides in India. He receives followers from around the world at the Gyoto Monastery in India, Elwood wrote. He also travels the world teaching Tibetan Buddhist Dharma and hosting pujas, ceremonies at which Buddhists express their gratitude and devotion to the Buddha. Here's what's really ironic about this. It's a woman living in Canada that is now suing a guy that doesn't even live in Canada, and they're allowing it. Now, how they force him to pay it with him being in India and from Tibet and all that, I don't know. But the point is, they're even letting her sue somebody that doesn't even live in Canada and is subject to Canadian law. Does that mean that you having a romance with anyone and they move to Canada and decide to file this on you as an American citizen or whatever, doesn't mean that you're going to be held reliable? I don't know. The thing is, so much of this is up in the air and so weird and so crazy that at what point do you say, it's too much of a risk. I don't know the rules of the game. And if I don't know the rules of the game, I can't play the game fairly. It's kind of like sitting down to a game of chess and your opponent says, well, I get to move all my pieces however I want to and capture, and I can basically do whatever I want, but you have to play by the traditional rules of chess. You'll never win. It's impossible, because they'll just say, okay, my queen takes your queen, checkmate. No, you can't take it because I say so. You're going to lose 100% of the time. And guys, when it's a game you can't win, you only have one move. Don't play the game. And until these things get ironed out, you're screwed. Again, go back to the Brad Pitt he gets 50-50 joint custody, and Angelina Jolie, for her, and apparently for the tabloids and for society, she loses because it's a tie. You see, the only way that they would have said it's a win for her is if she wins 100%. But if it's 50-50, what's best for the kids, well, she loses. If that's the way society views you, you are screwed. Let me see if there's anything else. Yeah, they just kind of say about how they met. But the whole thing is, we've got the main brunt of the story here. This guy's hosed. And if Canadian law goes through with this, who else? You know, I mean, Canada's, pretty closely tied to the UK, which is pretty closely tied to Australia. I don't know if the court systems can say, hey, look at this Canadian law, or look at what... I'm telling you guys, don't play the game. It's just not worth the risks. So ladies, if you want to go on a date with a guy and he just kind of like the story I read, if he just uses you and doesn't want to take you out to dinner and doesn't want to spend the night and just ends up dumping you and not being serious, and you say, oh, I don't like this, I'm going to be spending the rest of my life alone, this is why. Until you women start fighting against this type of stuff, and guys are just not going to understand the rules. And if they don't understand the rules, they're not going to play the game. All right, let's move on to the dating profile of the day. All right, this gal is 22. She's standing there in a very tight dress. She's covered in tats on her arm. At 22, she says, I have fun as energy. So if you can match it, or if you can't match it, don't like me. So you got to have the energy. Down below that, she says, I don't like broke N-words nor beaches. So apparently you got to have money. Now, this is the line that makes this dating, well, that line right in and of itself basically says, if you're broke, don't bother with her. But this one's the one that kills me. Sweetheart, don't be shy. Cash App is how you get my attention. So basically, just send her money before you've ever met her, and that's how you can get her attention. Now, I'll tell you a hint. Looking at her photo, it's not worth getting her attention, even for free. But if a woman says, hey, the way you get my attention is sending money to me, and I don't date broke guys, you're kind of a professional. That's what you are. You're a professional. You just haven't made the rules, again, very clear. Kind of sketchy, kind of up in the air, but what you're saying is throw money at me to get my attention and throw money at me to take me out on a date, and if we have a good enough time on our date, maybe I'll spend the night with you. Basically, you're just a pay-for-play. You're just kind of skirting around about it in a very non-straight linear fashion. Again, if you don't know the rules, fellas, don't play the game. Whew. Doesn't seem like very much of a good catch, be honest with you. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Being a supporter over there helps me out a great way. I'm about a third of the way to my goal. And once I get my goal in, I'll still be doing things over here on YouTube. Nothing's going to change here. But it means that if YouTube yeets me off the platform, I still can make enough of a living where this is my job. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, if you don't know the rules of the game, don't play. Make it clear that you don't know the rules of the game, because they're changing. And when enough men express this to enough women, well, maybe the women will complain enough that they want the laws changed. But if they don't, it doesn't matter. At least you'll win by not playing a rigged system, fixed game.